children, I'm going to read from the very end of the Word, the last book of the Word. Do you know what the last book of the Word is called? Yes?
Revelation.
Revelation. I'm going to read the very end of the book of Revelation, and the last part of the Word shows what the Lord's goal is, what He loves most, what He's leading up to. And it ends with, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all." Now, right before that, there's two words that are said twice. Once and then once, close together. See if you can hear what words I have in mind that are said twice. "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to each one according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Happy are they who do his commandments, that their authority may be in the tree of life, and they may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and does a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and Bride say, 'Come,' and let him who hears say, 'Come,' and let him who thirsts come, and he who desires, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone shall add to these things, God shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and out of the things written in this book. He who testifies these things says, 'Yes, I come quickly. Amen.' Yes, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." So what were those two words that were said twice there? Do you know?
Yes, I come quickly.
Yes, that's the first word. And what's the second word? You said it too. Come. Yes and come are the two words that are said. Because first the Lord says, "Yes, I come quickly. Amen." And then the church, his bride, says back to the Lord, "Yes, come, Lord Jesus." These words lead right up to the last part, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because in these words, the Lord is like the bridegroom, and he's saying, "Yes, I want to be with you." And the church says, "Yes, we want to be with you too." So then they're joined together, and the Lord can make the church happy forever and ever. Now, in the Word, you might know who is meant by the Lord's bride and who is meant by the holy city. Do you know who that is in the Word? Who does that mean? It means the new church. Here's a picture of a bride. In our recitation that we said just this morning, it says, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband." Adorned means beautifully dressed. And you can see this bride is beautifully dressed because she loves her bridegroom and her husband. Yes? Yes, she's the one who says, "Yes, come, Lord Jesus." That's right. That's right. Now, in this reading that we just read, the Lord says, "Yes, I come quickly." Now, when you come quickly, what does that mean? It means you really want to come. Like, suppose that your father's been away for a week on business. He hasn't been home all week. And then he comes home and you hear his voice in the door. And you run to see him because you're so glad to see him again, and you give him a hug. That would be an example of coming quickly.
I know another thing about rush. One time when you're late, you have to be in a rush to go somewhere.
Because you're eager to get there on time, right? You really want to. And so when the Lord says, "I come quickly," he means, "I really want to come to you." This isn't, he really cares about us. And the Lord also says, Amen. Do you know what Amen means? Yes? It is true. That's right. The Lord is saying, it is true. You can be sure that I want to come to you. We might not see the Lord coming to us with these natural eyes, but we can see him in our minds and in our hearts, and sometimes we can even feel the Lord coming to us. It's like when a young man who's grown up sees the girl that he really wants to marry, and he comes to her and says, Yes, I want to marry you. I want to come to you and be with you forever and ever. And that's what the Lord is saying to the church here. Who is the church? Who is the new church? Do you know what that means? Yes?
The Lord's
queen. The Lord's queen, that's right, yes. And you know who that is too? That's us. That we are can be the Lord's church. If we love the Lord and we want him to be with us, we are trying to say, be the part of the Lord's church. We hope that we will be with him forever in heaven. That's right. That's right. But we are all part of the church in the spiritual sense. We can say to the Lord, come. Yes?
And God, Since it's bad enough to go to hell, it's good enough to go to heaven.
That's right. That's right. That's why the Lord comes to us and says, yes, please, let me come to you.
And we get to choose if we go to heaven or hell.
That's right. We get to choose. The Lord doesn't make us. He waits for us to say to him, back again, yes, please come, Lord Jesus. And that's just like when a young woman sees a man whom she loves, and he comes to her and says humbly, please, let me be your husband. And she says to him, yes. Come, come to me, and I will come to you, and we will be together forever and ever. Now, how do we say yes to the Lord? How do we say, yes, I want to be with you forever? How do we do that?
Amen.
What's that?
Amen.
We say amen, yes. We can say it with our mouths. We can say it in our prayers. We can say to the Lord, yes, please come to me, lead me to heaven. And what else do we need to do if we really want the Lord to lead us to heaven?
Live with him.
Yes, the Lord says, if you love me, do you know what he says? If you love me, keep my commandments. That's right. That's how we love the Lord. We keep his commandments. And the one other thing that we can do to say yes to the Lord is by reading his word, because that way we know what his commandments are. We can see the Lord clearly in our minds. We can hear his voice in his word. We can hear him calling to us and leading us to heaven. And then the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the happiness that the Lord wants to give us, will be with us forever. Amen.